All righty, dighty. Well, this is Trudy, and today is February 6th, 2019, and our Angel Speak book study group is moving along at quite a speed here. So many new things are happening, and I'm so happy to be part of this group. You guys are amazing. So that's my initial message for tonight. And let's take a nice deep breath here and, my goodness, call in our spiritual support team. So everybody breathe deeply. Good morning. Or listen to me. Good morning. Good evening, dearest God. As we come together this February 6th, 2019, we're so grateful. First of all, we thank you for bringing our special group together. We also thank you for giving us the wisdom and the clarity and the healing and the understanding and the guidance so much we are blessed with when we open our hearts and souls to you, dearest God. Thank you for sending the angels that are the just right team for us this evening, and we thank you for your loving goodness. Thy will be done. Amen.
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 Thank you. Yes. All right. Now, Barbara, are you here this evening?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Barb, how are you tonight?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Diane, are you with us?
I am here.
Good. Hey, we're doing great here. Manuela. Yeah, two for two, right? Is Manuela here? I don't think it's possible for her to call in, but I know that she can get the recording. Maria, are you here tonight? Okay. Tammy?
Yeah, I'm here, Trudy.
Hey, good. Okay, we're doing good. Katrine, are you here? I think this is the lady that's in Germany or somewhere. Okay, Caroline. I know Caroline is all the way in, let's see, she's up in Canada. That's right. And Catherine, are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Welcome. And Judy, are you here?
I am here.
Oh, boy. Okay. Donna? I know Donna's always got a tight schedule, which is no fun, but she usually does hook up with us later. And Jill, are you here? Okay. Well, people will keep coming. Now, last time we were together, that particular night was the time that we learned how to get a written message from our angels, and then the class was over, and we had to, say goodnight to everyone, and I was just thinking, boy, that went so fast, and I know sometimes you like to talk more about what it was like to get the first writing and how it felt to you and everything. I'm wondering if anybody has either some comments they'd like to make, some questions they'd like to ask. Goodness sakes, it's a big deal to be able to get those first writings from your angels. So is there anyone that would like to share a story or an experience or questions that I could help you with tonight before we move on to the next chapter and the next segment of Angel Speak?
I have something I'd like to share, Trudy. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Good. Okay. Go for it.
Well, ever since I started writing in last week's class, they've helped me tremendously, the writings. I have recently experienced some challenges with my neighbors. Mm-hmm. And as a result of it, it was causing me to stay up at night. It was like, you know, the mind kind of takes over and your heart's pounding because you don't like to get into a confrontation with your neighbors. So when I would wake up at night, I would pull my notebook and I would write to the angel saying, what do I need to know about this situation? And they would just write to me. And the amazing part is it would calm me down so that I could go back and sleep. And I did that for a few nights. And it really, really has helped me. So I'm really so thrilled that I know how to write my angels and to get their feedback because it seems like they're all around helping.
Wow. Fantastic. Wow. You know, sometimes things come into our life that we think or do or get involved in, and we just kind of go into it thinking, well, this is a nice thing. And then it ends up being so much better than you thought it was going to be. And this is such a perfect example of that. Isn't it great when you knew that writing with them could be terrific, but who knew they could help you with all these things?
Yeah, and it's so powerful that, you know, what they tell you, they basically break it down, and it's so simple.
Yes, it's true. And that's the best of all. You know, they always do make it seem like, well, now, you know, in their loving energy and voice and everything, well, now, have you thought of it? Or, you know, here's a perspective, and you go, yo, I never would have thought of that. So thanks, angels. That's great. Good. Good, good. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, because sometimes I'll get all stirred up about something, and then I don't even for a while think to write them, and then all of a sudden I'll get it. I think they're kind of whispering or giving us thoughts that just kind of drop in our brain, and then it just all seems to be rectified somehow or put on balance. Gosh. Thank you, Diane. So you're feeling a lot better, huh?
Yes.
That's great. Good for you. Well, thanks for sharing that. Terrific. Does anybody else have an experience with their angels' writings or anything that was more than they thought it might be, or what happened for you?
I have a question.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Who's this?
I'll ask my question later. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't. who else spoke up too?
This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. Hi. You're here.
Yeah.
Yippee. Okay. I said I bet you would be here for sure, and here you are.
Uh-huh.
Good. Yeah. Did you hear what Diane was talking about and how?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I had a question on, Trudy, is, you know, I've been writing to them every day, but it seems like it's, I don't mean this to be kind of condescending, but it kind of seems to be repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if it's them or if it's, you know, kind of my ego getting in there. Because it's kind of repetitive. It's not anything negative. It just seems to be kind of repetitive.
Kind of the same old, same old. Yeah.
And I'm kind of
I get it.
Even though I would ask a different question,
yeah,
it would be kind of the same answer. So I'm kind of going, okay.
Okay. Wow. This is, I hear this so frequently, Kim. You know, when... it's kind of the art of asking is the way to think of it. The art of asking, because, you know, I recommended the book last week, the Ask and It Will Be Given by Abraham Hicks did this book. Well, the whole idea behind this book is when we do learn how to specifically ask for what we want to have, do, or become, you've heard me say that many times, it is in the way we ask specifically. Because if you ask, say, can you tell me something more about what's going on with such and such, let's say, that just isn't specific enough for our angels to really respond to. And, you know, for us, we think, well, you know, I kind of told them something before, or, gosh, I thought I was specific, but maybe not. It's the whole idea here is to each time we ask them for help with something, it's kind of as if we never talked about it before, is how I approach it. And I'll say, you know, I am having, let's say take Diane's situation. I'm having some difficulties with the people next door, and I would like to know if their point of view is correct, help me understand what happened when this situation came up. Am I going in the right direction about this? And once I put it in very specific asking like that, it made all the difference in the world with their responses and answers.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you could, and if you still get like a same old thing, just say, dear angels, could you help me learn how to be more specific?
Okay.
Or how to ask this question in such a way that you can advise me.
Okay.
So, yeah, any number of ways to ask here, and that is helpful. And plus, sometimes too, I will say, I'm still feeling, annoyed, or I still feel that if you could be more specific, it would give me greater courage to speak, or maybe to stand back on this situation.
Okay.
Because one of the things that was my greatest life learning, and I still have to be reminded of it, is this business of the angel said to me to learn to trust. They said, trust your truth, true be. And because that was, they say the reason you chose the name Trudy is that you are seeking the truth in situations. And, boy, that opened some new doors also.
Okay.
All righty. Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you.
Good, you're welcome. Good, good. Okay. Anyone else now have a question or experience?
Hi, Trudy.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Trudy. This is Jill Ross. I'm sorry I just got here.
Hi, Jill. That's okay. Welcome. All right.
Thank you.
We were talking about since we've written with the angels, and we have learned how to work with them and ask specifically, but I was wondering if anyone had questions about the writing they received from their angel. So,
Did you have anything that was that you wanted to ask about, or that felt like you wanted or needed more answers to something?
Well, I think I'm still in the experimental stage. I'm still kind of determining what is me and what is the angels, but still, the message seems to come in the end. The answer comes at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's kind okay. of, I guess, the main point.
All right. Okay.
So
well, that's
kind of nice. I mean, that's a positive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, what I'd like to do now, we're going to, what I gave each, I told people to choose something they wanted to ask the angels about last week at the end of our program, or I gave some people angel, you know, the words on these little angel cards that I have. So why don't we move on to that, and let me ask, does anybody have their writing from the angels that you would like to share with the group?
Trudy, this is Diane. I'll share mine.
Good. Okay, thanks, Diane.
I actually chose the word, well, I shouldn't say chose, but it was sort of like it came to me, the word
mm-hmm.
help. And I
help.
Think it was help.
Well, is it, how do you spell it?
H-E-L-T-H, help.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and this was really, I think you had said for the group. So
okay. Well,
I
all of them are for the group, yeah. Good.
So what I got was, dearest child of God, we love you and the group and want you to know that health covers so many different things. A healthy heart where we shine our light on others and come from a loving space. And that is health, loving others. Mind, body, and spirit, when they are in alignment, you are healthy. The system is in sync. Health is not only physical or bad health, it's a symptom of too much mind. Remember, no mind. Thoughts are what can push us out of sync. Be well, everyone, and always remember to live in the present moment, which is a precious and wonderful moment, because you are living, and as a result of it, you will feel better. Your loving angel, Angelica.
Whoa. Diane, that was fabulous here.
Sweet.
So, I learned from your writing that a poor mind, poor thinking, brings illness or poor health. Right? Is that what was said?
Yes, because you know, sometimes it's all in our thoughts, and we create it in our bodies, it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And that was fabulous.
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, thanks, Diane. Anyone else now that has that's written with them this week and you can share with the group?
I will, Trudy. This is Judy.
Oh, Judy, good. Thanks.
So, you gave me the word courage.
Okay.
And, dearest Judy, we love you and want you to know, courage is innately within all of us. We are born with this courage. You do not need to think about it. It just is. It is a part of all of us. It is not something you need to work at. It just is. It is a part of your being from the beginning. We all have courage. Trust yourselves and trust what is within each of you. You are all very special beings, and we love you so.
Wow.
That was so nice.
Amazing. Yeah, go ahead.
And I just want to say, I actually should have told myself first, Diane, Angelica was the angel that wrote to me last week in class.
Oh, wow. I didn't remember that. Wow. She must be with us.
Yes. Our angel speak, Angelica book study angel.
Right.
Yeah. That was powerful. You know, people that jump onto the subway tracks if someone falls in front of a train? You know, we see it on television. And, you know, like someone falls on the track, the train's coming, someone jumps in, grabs the person that's lying on the track, pulls them out, and saves them. And people say, "You're a hero." And that person says, "No, I'm not. Anyone would have done that." They don't even think of themselves as having courage. And that answered a question, because the angel said that we all innately have courage within us. Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Wow, that was so great, Judy. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Hello.
Who else? Now, gosh, you guys, these are good. Who else?
Well, Judy.
Yeah.
Or everybody, I should say. You know, I've been writing, and either in the night or in the morning, every day or every night. But
who is this?
This is Jill.
Oh, Jill. Good. Okay, go ahead. You've been writing. Yeah.
So something happened when I wasn't actually in the process of writing. It was, I have to remember if it was right before or right after. I think it was right before. And then I had been reading from Angel Speak, and it was just early in the morning, so I was kind of just, like, skipping around. And something happened to me that was really a beautiful, positive thing. And even though it was subtle, it was very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was I had been kind of agitated and annoyed with my husband for the night before. And what happened was, it was almost like, I can barely explain it, but it was, for lack of a better term, it was like some light was shed onto the situation. And it definitely was not me. It was definitely a supportive force of nature of some kind, because it put me right back to, it was like as if I was really there back at the house where I lived when we first started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really like I was actually there. And it's not like I have a really keen sense of memory or anything, but the whole feeling came flooding back from that time. And I saw my husband, and I saw that, it sounds really weird, but I saw how limited he was. And I, instead of feeling really angry, I just started laughing. I started cracking up like it's so silly. And I just realized that he never had that in his environment growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like the behaviors that I'm expecting him to have that are, quote, normal. And I realized that he didn't get that. He didn't have that. He didn't have that example. And I thought, oh my God, it just hit me. It was just like, that's normal for him. He doesn't know anything else. And I just started cracking up. And then we were just conversing over text that morning. And it was just, everything was so much lighter and, like, funny and humorous. And I really feel like that was the angel doing.
Could be. You know, I don't doubt anything. And I feel that, sure, there can be thoughts that pop into our head that like that was for you.
Somebody might say something that gave you a different perspective too. Once we allow our spiritual teams to come into our lives, give us perspective and love and healing and guidance and everything, it's just like we can all just expect miracles, the angels have said off and on, or expect greater understandings and everything, because that's their job. That's what they do. And we're the recipient of all of that beautiful information and understanding and knowing. What a gift. That's great. Well, thank you for that, Jill. And but I will say that's a different aspect of writing. That's just like aha moments, which are, you know, as Oprah calls them, and those are great, and that's really good. But if you really do want that perspective and that wisdom and knowledge from them on a deeper level, it will come to you in the writing. I have to say that. Mm. But they're all useful. It's all good, for sure.
It just seems like the writing can open things up, yeah.
Yeah, it can. Because the angels say, as we send through from the life force energy and the healing goodness, it enters our crown chakra. It goes down, of course, into our throat, third eye, heart, we're filled with all of that healing goodness and wisdom. And that comes from God and the universe, and that's what helps us grow enormously. So we're really blessed. It's a great gift, for sure. All right. So, Jill, do you have a writing of any kind that you can read for us?
You know, I feel terrible. I carry my bag around with me all the time, and for some reason, I don't know why I left without it.
That's okay.
I'm not at my home.
All right. Please, would you have a writing for us for next week, though? Because I think we all have something to bring to the party, you know what I mean? So
yes.
That's great. No problems. No worries. Okay.
Good.
Now, who else would like? Kim or Barbara or Tammy or Catherine? Who else would like to write or read your writings?
Well, this is Susie.
Mm-hmm. Who is this?
I think somebody wanted to go. It was Tammy, but somebody else wanted to go. They can go before me.
Who is this?
This is Tammy.
Oh, okay. Good. That's okay, Tammy. You go ahead and share what you got.
Okay. So I've been working on a project, and the word that you gave me was transformation last week. But I asked the angels about the project and if it was meant for me to work on this. Is it something that was sent for me to do? And it said, Dearest Tammy, we want you to know that the project is coming from us and that we are guiding you to create it. It will be fun for many, and they will learn to connect with their source just as you do. And it says, continue with it as it will flow just as it must, as it is in motion now. And then it says, you are ready, sweet one. They keep calling me sweet one, and I kind of have to laugh because I have a sweet tooth, and I tell everybody that, after I eat, I got to have my little piece of chocolate. And for some reason, everybody, they call me sweet one now.
I love it.
So they said, you are ready, sweet one. You are ready and we rejoice in your transformation. And that was the word that you gave me, so I was really excited to get that. And then it says, love your guardian angel, Shelley.
Oh, gosh, Tammy, that is just fabulous. Thank you. That was full of all kinds of surprises, wasn't it? You know? You got the thing about the sweet tooth, and then at the very end, your transformation is what they were talking about. That's terrific. Wow. You guys, you're something else, I'll tell you. These are just dynamite writings. Good. Thank you, Tammy. Okay.
You're welcome.
Now, who else would like to go?
Oh, this is Catherine.
Okay. Catherine, great.
I used the question you gave us. What would you like to teach our book study group on Wednesday evening?
Mm-hmm.
And they responded with, dearest Catherine, we love you and we want you to be comfortable sharing with the group.
Right.
It's okay to work with a wide variety of angelic beings, all different kinds, sizes, and origins. Our energies will feel different depending on who you connect with, but we all bring love and joy and support for whatever you are asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I asked who it was, I got the name Raymond, which was totally new to me. So I Googled it.
Uh-huh.
And now it's old German for council.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Say it again.
Raymond.
R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Uh-huh. And it's what?
Old German for council.
Council. I love it.
Wow.
Who knew? See, each one of these has a little surprise, a little gift, a little special connection that happens. And, goodness, I never knew Raymond meant council. That's so great. Wow. Thank you, Catherine, very much. Wow, you guys, you're knocking my socks off tonight, every one of you. This is great. Okay. And Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what did you receive?
I received a message that I know that I need to hear quite often. I'm not the most patient person. I want things yesterday.
Yes.
So I'm going through some programming at work. I work with teachers in the classroom. And they were supposed to sign up for a program that I'm developing. And they weren't signing up. They weren't signing up. And the deadline's coming. And I'm like pulling my hair because I already purchased the books and the food and no one's signing up. So I asked them, you know, what do I need to do? How can I get them to sign up? And they said, dearest Barbara, we love you and want you to know two things, trust and patience. And I'm like, really? Really? That's what you got for me. Okay. All right. Okay. And don't you know, the very next day I had a call from a colleague who said, how are the numbers coming? Do you have people signed up? And I said, you know, I have one. She said, no worries. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. I'm going to go here. And don't you know, she got me the people.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like, I worry for nothing. So thank you. Thank you for teaching me this all the time. It's something I really need to work on is the patience and the trust.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it true? And I think we can all relate to that, you know? And how wonderful. Once we've had experiences like this, you know, they're in our conscious mind and we can draw up that relief that comes when it does get worked out even better than you had thought. And so the angel sent you the right person to help you with your project that you were on. How great is that?
Right.
Terrific. Well, thanks, Barbara. That's really great. Man, I can relate to each one of these so beautifully. All right. And Kim, did you can you share a writing?
Yes. I got the word balance.
Oh, that's a goodie.
And so I asked, what do the angels want to teach our group about balance? And this was their answer. Dear one, balance will come through the love of God. Put him first, and the rest will fall into place. Seek balance through reading and resting. This is where balance can come through. Also, breathe. Much information can come through rest and breath. We want everyone to know us, and we are here to assist you with balance. Ask us for help whenever you are feeling unbalanced. Peace.
Aw, peace. That's such a nice, and that was it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Love it. Love it. I've heard balance described in so many ways, and yet it's each way, each experience, each time, it is such an integral part of our healing. And gosh, that was great. I really like that, Kim. You guys really got some fabulous writings here, and they were definitely from the angels. Keep going, you know. I mean, you're all getting angelic. These are angelic messages. I have heard thousands of them over the years. And I just want you to know, doesn't have to be fancy and zippity-doo-dah. You don't have to write the big book or anything, you know. You just open up in your heart. Write down what comes to you from your angelic team, and you're right on track. So thank you, everyone. Boy, that was fun. Okay. Any other questions?
Trudy?
Oh,
this
yes.
is Maria.
Hi,
I'm
Maria.
I'm sorry I got here late.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so glad you spoke up. That's great, Maria. Good. Well, tell me, have you been listening to the writings people are getting?
I think I got all of them. The first one just started when I got here, I believe.
Okay. Well, that's great. So do you have a writing that you received?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've written every day this week, and they've all come very easily. Even one, I got two angels. But this one, I didn't get a word from you. I was just trusted to my angels, and they gave me one.
Right.
And this was the only one that I had any difficulty with. when I did it the first time, I got stopped after about a page because I was writing.
Okay.
I took off everything, so I stopped and I said a prayer and I asked Jesus to please keep my ego and the heavenly hat check until we were done so that I would get a clear connection from my angels and get a message. And I got Archangel Ariel came through.
Good.
And I've not ever communicated this way with her before. And the energy was just very different. And so I did get some writing, but there were parts where I all of a sudden was getting so much information. I had to, like, slow down and go back. And there was one place where I was just getting heartbeat sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept seeing that at the very end. Oh, here, I'll just read it to you, and I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, please
if
do.
If that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. They wanted to talk about nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my question was, dear God and angels, what would you like to teach our Angel Speaks class this Wednesday about nature? And I got, dearest children. And then I started hearing a really loud heartbeat. And when I wrote, I just wrote it. I noticed I wrote heartbeat, and I put another F at H, so it says heartbeat. Heartbeat. And then I heard, everything has a heartbeat. A heartbeat. they all make the heart fire of this. And I can't read what I wrote. It looks like it says Gaian, and that doesn't make any sense. It wasn't what I heard. It's what's on my paper.
But isn't Gaia Mother Nature?
Yes, the Mother Earth. But it was just, it's funny because I didn't notice it until I went back and read it.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
This is full of those. Okay, so it says, the heart fire of this Gaia God has given you. Everything in nature has a place. You all fit together, and no peace can stand alone. Then I got another big sound rush. I kept hearing cohabitation, you are not alone, you need a partner, someone or something needs you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got, when the pieces go together, they create a mirror. All of the pieces reflect all of you.
Wow.
Please care for every piece. Listen and watch. What we tend to will grow. What is neglected will die. What is not afforded space will choke or strangle. Every being belongs to God. He loves you all. Be wary of choking. Use wisely. Recycle. Plastic does not grow, it does strangle. Care for the planet as he cares for you. And then I got a bunch of, then there was just a bunch of everybody at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept seeing visions of birds soaked up in the plastic pop rings and rivers that are burning because of fracking oil on the water, and I just kept seeing a whole lot of things that we need to clean up our planet.
Wow.
And it just got very, very intense. And then I got that. The only name that I got was Ariel.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I just said thank you. And I think I will come back and do this in little bits later. It was the hardest one. All the other ones I did all week just flowed very easily. I did this one at a different time of day.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing this, because this is what can happen when we begin writing in the beginning. And it is, sometimes we start to hold our breath.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I know sometimes I'll go, and I'll be holding my breath while I'm writing, and I'll go, no wonder this isn't flowing, because they come to us on our breath. The angels have said many times. So that is something that happens to all of us. And the fact that you were just talking about Mother Nature and the planet and the healing, and, you know, it is choking up now, and it is starting to die. And so I really feel that this entire experience has been like you experiencing firsthand what's going on the planet right now. And so it was, boy, that's really profound, actually. And so you're thinking, well, I'm not getting it. I think it's the opposite. I think you're getting it so much. In other words, all of what is being discussed by Ariel here has, you know, kind of physically taken over a little bit too. So I want you to know what you're receiving is it's over the years, so much of what Mother Nature wants to share with us. And it's interesting because I looked up also Ariel, and Ariel means light of God. And you mentioned a light also, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
That you saw
somebody
a light.
Did.
Yeah, someone did mention a light. Well, the angel most closely associated with our future and our purpose and goals is what Ariel works with. So, you know, your goal was to write about that, and I just feel that definitely Ariel was there for you. And when it comes to first writings, don't be hard on ourselves. You know, you did what you knew to do, and I think it was beautiful, and it was associated with nature, definitely. Okay. You're welcome. My goodness. Wow, you guys. Okay. Any other questions before we move on, you amazing women?
Oh, Judy, or everybody.
Yes.
And this is Jill. I had just forgot to say, when I had that epiphany when all the joy came in and was the humor and it was flooding,
mm-hmm. yeah.
to turn the situation around, I forgot to say that I was doing the breathing exercise just like it had instructed in the Angel Speak book,
mm-hmm.
and it was the breathing, it was during the breathing that happened, and so
mm-hmm.
it's really amazing that the breathing alone is such a huge piece.
Yes. Isn't it true? Yeah, on every, they say we come to you on every breath. So that deep breathing. And also, I never have been much of a meditator. And since I've come into this period of time now, over the last year or so, where I'm getting more and more into meditation, and meditation is really about the breath. So, is anybody a meditator and they found it to be helpful for them?
Yes, this is Kim. Yes, I meditate regularly.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And how has it helped you, Kim?
Well, several people have told me that you have such a calmness about you. It centers
Ooh.
Me and it just gives me peace. It just calms me down and centers me, and I just go through my day a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Being able
Good.
To organize better, being able to do things better because, you know, my mind is at rest.
Oh, see, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And probably not as tired, I would guess.
Right,
I would
not
guess.
So chatty.
Yeah.
You know, because my mind, I got a lot of chatter.
Yeah.
But when I meditate, I don't have so much chatter. That really...
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Well, that's great. Okay. Oh, right. So I have a couple of questions for all of you guys. Number one, did everybody get their journal or notebook to write in?
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good. Okay, I probably should have said, did anyone not have an opportunity to get a notebook or something? Yeah, somehow keeping that... the gifts that have come from God and the angels in one place. And I hope I expressed to everybody last week or so that would you please put a date when you write your question, please put a date when you wrote it, and then write your question and then write your answer. And that is vital. Because I think I told you, I have things that Barbara and I wrote in the early 90s that are still amazingly important for today. So, and getting that question asked will help you know what their teaching is all about. Okay.
Trudy?
All right. Yes.
Trudy, this is Judy. You wanted me to remind you to talk about your beginning with Barbara. Mm.
Aha. Mm. All right. Which beginning? Do you remember what it was?
I don't recall exactly. We were having our discussion and you said, oh, remind me to talk about my beginning with my sister Barbara.
Okay. All right. Well, it certainly was. I now look back on this, and of course, it is just so important to have spiritual support systems in our life, but even more, I think, or just as important, let me put it that way, is to have like-minded people that you can discuss things with. Like, when this is why I record our book study group, because there's so much that's shared and told and expressed and all that you'll just find that a lot of that information kind of goes over your head at the time. But if you can listen back and listen to what other people's experiences are, it is really amazingly helpful. And when Barbara and I first, she lived in San Diego, I lived in Connecticut, and I didn't know anyone. As a matter of fact, I didn't even tell anyone that I was writing with the angels because they thought I would have been so weird. I was sure of it. Well, of course, all these years later now, and people want to know more and are wanting to. I had I was a guest on an astrologer's workshop this morning, and just did a talk, and it was so fun because all this group that was on the there listening to me talk about angels speak and how to do this and stuff, people were just immediately getting writings, and I think to myself, boy, back when I first learned how to write, I couldn't get anything because I just didn't have anybody to listen to in the same way like you guys do, and it's really been helpful. You'll find out as time goes on. All right. It wasn't, Barbara had her group of friends in San Diego. It was more, I used to say, oh, it's such a California thing you're doing here. People don't do this in Connecticut, you know. But come to find out, I did have a lot of spiritual buddies, no question. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. This is a great starting for this evening. And everybody, you shared your writings. I'm so happy about that. Now, has anybody, anyone on the phone, do you feel like that your third eye has opened yet?
This is Jill. I feel like it's opening, but I still feel like maybe a little less fearful about it totally coming open, but I feel like it wants to open.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Can you identify what the fear might be, Jill?
Well, I know I can kind of see, like, it's almost like I can almost see, you know, spirits or energies or whatever you want to call it, but I think I'm maybe afraid of seeing something that's not positive or something. Like, you know, back in the old days, I remember seeing some documentary, some ghost documentary or something like that just wasn't positive. So it's just kind of like a little reserved.
Yeah, don't worry about that, Jill. The work you are doing, the work we are all doing, is for God, and God has sent his angels to protect us. And things that we saw at younger ages and stages and that kind of thing, that was spooky stuff, you know. This work that we're doing here, it is everything about allowing our spiritual gifts to come to us and expand, and you will be given, you know, some new things, new ways to talk with the angels. But no one has to feel like you're going to get spooky stuff or something, you know, that really bad. This isn't what we're doing here, and that will not happen. Okay?
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
It's good to be, good to just have that reassurance again.
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah.
Trudy, I have a question. This is Diane.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. How do you... This may be a silly question, but how do you know if it's open, or what would you feel?
Well, you wouldn't feel. I never felt anything. Number one, and it's really not a. It's not. Let me put it this way: when I first, when something first happened for me, this is what it was like. It was like, as I would be talking with people or doing readings with people and things, I got this little tiny square, like a television screen, that was about the size of a postage stamp. And I could see that little square screen on the outside of my left eye. And I could see people walking around, you know, like when you're watching a television program, you know, people are moving around. I could see that. And I didn't know exactly what it was. But in the meantime, I was praying to God and the angels. I was asking that I would be blessed with being able to see in my third eye experiences that they wanted me to know. So all of a sudden, now I'm going back to that little postage-sized thing that was in front of my left eye. All of a sudden, that little screen kind of went inside my head between my eyebrows, you know, and kind of in the center of my brain. And then I started seeing things like people walking around or things like that. Now, this is called clairvoyance, when you can view or see things. But then I realized I've never been able to meditate that well. And, you know, going back to that. And it dawned on me that the reason I wasn't able to meditate is I never saw anything. So I realized it isn't that I actually see something in my third eye. I'm clairsentient. I know what is supposed to be there. So, for example, if somebody was leading a guided meditation and they said, see a tree. See a tree and just know what kind of tree that is in your third eye. Well, it dawned on me, I don't see the tree. I just know that it is a banyan tree. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is some of you will actually be able to see certain things, literally, you know, like a house or the woods or the water or something like that. I've never seen those things. I just know when I'm asked to do something that it's there, and I can connect with it. And that's what clairvoyance is, with clairsentience with it.
So is that like with intuition?
It is. You could call it that, actually. You could. But it's a spiritual gift that is, yeah. Yeah, I think you could call it that. It's being clairvoyant and clairsentient at the same time. And that's clair meaning clear. Okay? So, does anybody feel that your third eye is open, by the way?
Trudy, this is Maria.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was for a long time, because when I do readings, one of my favorite decks that I use, there's rivers and stuff on it, and when I'm doing a reading, I can see water flowing. My cards come to life when I look at them. And like mm-hmm. when my parents come to visit, they stay at the same hotel, and I have a disability. It's hard for me to get up and down. I pull in the parking lot, and I look at the door, and I see a do not disturb sign hanging on the door. And then something told me they were at the dollar store, so I just went there and found them. When we got back, there was no sign on the door. I saw it.
Wow.
I saw something. I saw something that week that I intentionally looked at for the purpose of seeing clairvoyantly. And what I saw frightened me, like really, really bad. And I seem to have scared my third eye shut. And I know that I believe that God wouldn't give me anything that I'm afraid of or that brings me fear. So I'm not really quite sure how to open back up.
Yeah. You know what I would do? I would sit down with your new journal and say, "Dearest God and angels, I feel that I saw," for example, some people have a gift of knowing. It's a gift of knowing. And they see airplanes exploding. Yeah, that's the gift of knowing or things like that. And they say, "Oh, what do I do? You know, I can't call up an airline and say, don't take off, you know." And we wrote the angels and asked them, and they said that, you know, there are no accidents when people are born and when they go back home. But what you can do is if that, you know, comes to pass, just pray for the people that are on the airplane and ask that they be, you know, cared for and that they be protected or whatever. Now, the angels tell us that when we die, that we are, you know, that there is no pain in actual death and or transitioning. And so that's why people are so peaceful when they die. So at the moment of death. So I'm just ask the angels what it was that was so, you know, scary, and what was the meaning of that particular clairvoyance thing that you saw, and they'll tell you. Do you think you could do that? Would that, or is that too scary to think about still?
No, it's not. And I did do that.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were showing me is that I looked at everything with rose-colored glasses. I have this gift when I see people, I just automatically see that good, all the good, even the good that they don't see. That's the first thing I see. But like when I'm dating, I tend to see just that and not the other side.
Got it.
When I looked at this picture, I saw the other extreme. I didn't realize that's what I was seeing, so I thought I was looking right at Satan, and I thought he was looking at me right back, and I learned later that this person I know has just a horrible temper. I mean, really, really, really outrageous. I mean, sad, and would not have been good for me. So I believe all I was seeing is the side that I wasn't seeing.
The shadow side. Yes.
And it scared me then. But so I've come to terms with that, but I haven't gotten my vision back yet.
You will, and ask them to give you back the vision, please, and that now that your gifts are expanding and that you have greater wisdom and knowledge, because everything on this planet is a polarity. For every good thing, there is a bad thing, and for every bad thing, there is a good thing. And it's just the way it is on this earth plane. It's because we came here to learn our life lessons and to grow. And so just coming, you know, how brave of you and how wise of you to ask further what that did mean exactly. And believing and trusting that you are being cared for and helped here. And so what a beautiful thing to ultimately be able to have a tool to see the essence of individuals if that was in your highest and greatest good. Yes. That's a real
Thank
gift.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Judy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, we're going to talk about various gifts now. Each week, now from now on, when we get together, you know, we're about at the halfway or more than halfway through here. So this time is speeding by like crazy. And so I'm really happy that everybody is, growing into this new place that you, each one of you, are. All right. Now, let's move on to something here. On chapter, just a second here, on page, thank goodness God invented glasses. Does anybody have any questions that they want to ask about that we didn't cover from earlier this evening? Okay. All right. I'm on page 68 and 69, and it's chapter 5, and the angels gave us this writing on page 68. We always started a chapter with one of the angel messages and their amazing wisdom, and they said, "We will work with you whether you are aware of us or not. And how will you know it is us? When the possibilities are limitless." And boy, isn't that the truth. So they're always protecting us, loving us, working with us, showing us the way. And it just is so healing and so wonderful to know how well we are cared for. But this chapter, how you receive messages in writing, and this chapter has been very helpful because we all have different ways of connecting with angels. And here on page 70, it talks about the ability to see things not visible to the naked eye, like second sight. That is clairvoyance. Some people, you know, we call it the third eye, that sort of thing. But the fact is, you can see things that most people can't. Well, and clairaudience is the ability to hear sounds not heard by the human ear. For example, some people do get are clairaudient. They hear messages from the angels. Now, I am not clairaudient. I am clairvoyant and clairsentient, but I've never heard an angel talking. So you will receive gifts and information that is suitable for you and your spiritual growth. So, you know, like clairsentience, the awareness of knowing beyond the five human senses, the sixth sense, knowing that you know. And this is where Barbara and I always used to say, well, we know what we know, but we don't know how we know it. It sounds ridiculous, but it's just there, you know? So, who feels you know what you are or what your gifts are? Anybody else want to share?
This is Jill. I feel like I think that I have a degree of clairaudience.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger and I didn't know anything about any of this stuff, my car wasn't running and I didn't really have any money and I didn't have anybody to help me or anything, and so I asked God to help me know what was wrong with my car because it wouldn't run. And I heard the whisper, just like, remember that movie where they said, build it and it will come?
Sure.
It was just like that. It was a whisper, and all it said was oil in a whisper. And, I mean, I was so, you know, I was so young and dumb, I didn't even, I just went and put oil in the car, and it ran fine after that. So that was the first. So sometimes I'll just hear things. I'll hear people talking, or
mm-hmm.
I'll hear
mm-hmm.
someone calling my name,
mm-hmm.
or just I'll hear things on, like, between the lines of the
yeah.
songs on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting. I mean, I love it when it does
yes.
happen.
Boy, I'll say, and write the angels. What are the voices that I seem to be hearing, people speaking, that when I, you know, where do they come from? You see, you have the source. We all have the source we can go to now. And there's no reason to be confused or wondering because, wow, we can always tap that energy. It's amazing. So it's a great gift. One of the things with in regard to clairsentience also is in the book here at page 71, clairsentient people are very empathetic and tend to scoop up energy that is free-floating until they learn to control it better or to filter what belongs in the message and what doesn't. You may actually be feeling the headache of the person next to you and not your own headache. Clairsentience is the most total gift, and there are millions of you out there with it. We come to and through you all the time in this way. And know what your primary gifts are. Practice separating multiple gifts. Trust your gifts at all times. When you go into a room and feel negativity, perhaps it isn't you but the emotion of the group, then leave the group. There is no reason to stay in negativity. In the life, there are two sides, light and shadow. Choose light and people of light with whom to associate and spread light whenever you, wherever you go. It's doubt is another thing, because sometimes the angels will tell us, don't erase what we give you. Trust it. Don't have doubt. You receive the messages just fine, and then you begin to think about it, question it, talk yourself out of an accurate angel communication. What is sent in leads through doubt. So be careful that you don't let doubt, you know, if you're doubting, write and ask them right away so you can let go of that energy. And so just finish reading this chapter and the fifth chapter, because it is amazingly helpful with regard to how to stay with your angels, how to keep asking, ways to ask, and how to put your doubts or fears or worries aside. And and next week, we're going to talk about how you know it's an angel message when you start writing with your angels. And this chapter 6 says you cannot defend your belief in us. You cannot defend the undefendable. And we put this that in here because, you know, there'll be people saying, oh, you know, that probably didn't really happen, or making fun, or periodically. That was more so, it seems, in the olden days than now. But you know what? When we really get it, how loved we are by God's messengers and how well cared for we are, you can't defend that to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Are you following me, you guys?
Yeah.
You can't. Yes. You know, it's like that's a personal thing from your heart and from your energy field. So I just gave up a long time ago trying to defend, justify, explain, you know, well, what about this? I didn't care if they believed in angels or not. I mean, it's up to them. And it's up to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful thing. Okay, good. Now, 10 more minutes to go, you guys. Tell me how I can help you in this time frame. Or I do. Now, is everybody writing their angels once a day since we last were together? Good.
Yes.
Yes. Please. Please, please, thank you, everybody. Please keep doing that. And I don't care if you feel it's you or not. It isn't you. I've been hearing your messages. Your messages are great. And but I'm always happy to validate for each one of you that, yes, that's from them. Yes. That's how they talk with us. Yes, you've got a good relationship going. So, Jill, please bring some of your writings that, you know, maybe you did in the journal or a message that you got from the angels, anything that's from the angels, so I can validate for you that that was definitely them, okay?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, always at the end, every time, even if it's, you know, even if I'm like, oh, that sounds like the way I would say something or not, the answer always comes to the question at the end. It's like undeniable.
What's undeniable? Oh, the answer to what you're asking about?
Yeah. If then I write it really big on the paper and I circle it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, because I really just, whether, you know, sometimes they give the answer, sometimes it doesn't feel complete and we have to ask them for greater understanding. But the point is, whatever you, I just want to validate for you that what you're receiving is from the angels. Okay?
Yes.
Good. Any other questions, you guys?
Trudy, this is Diane. I have a question.
Sure.
I was trying to figure out which of the three I fit into. And
which of the three what, Diane?
The clairvoyance.
Oh, Yes.
The clairsentience. And I think
yes.
I'm the last one, and I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on it. And the reason I think I feel I fall into knowing that you know intuition is because
mm-hmm.
I could be, and it was one of the things that you read, I could be sitting next to someone, and I could feel their energy, and I know that I have to move, that I can't sit by this person, because the energy just doesn't feel right to me. So I sense a lot of energy from people. So
yes.
I will mm-hmm. usually wear a crystal to protect myself.
Okay, you can do that.
I was wondering, based on that, would I fall into that last category?
You can have all three. You can have one, or you can have two, or all three of these gifts. And I do, you'll recognize yourself like you did, Diane, and you know that you pick up other people's energy. So I would say that's absolutely right. And the thing is, too, as I recognize what my gifts are and everything, I could say a little prayer, dear angels, please bathe me in your healing, loving goodness and protection from other people's energies. And then I could sit next to anybody. It doesn't matter to me. But
do you mind repeating that? Could you just say that one more time? I'm sorry.
Sure. Let's see. You know, I channel all this stuff the whole time. What did I start off? Please bathe me, okay, in your healing, love, and light and energy, that I will be protected from any energy that is not right for me or not in my highest and greatest good. Ish. You know, when I do these prayers and teach these classes, they're channeling me, they're giving to me what they want to share with you. It passes through me. So this is why I'm always glad that I record.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something like that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Judy, I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Who's this?
This is Barbara.
Hi, Barb.
Hi. Mm-hmm. This is the last prayer that you just said. I have a question.
Sure.
Does it sound different, or is it different when we ask the angels to help people in our family, our beloveds, who are struggling, who may have addictions, who may be, going through some very dark times? Because I know we all have free will.
Yeah.
Does it sound different for us to ask them, or how do we ask our angels to do what you just said, bathe them in their healing power?
Yeah.
What does that sound like?
Well, let me think. One of the reasons when I do readings with people, I always, let's say I'm doing spiritual life coaching, and I ask people to pray, when we start and everything, because the prayer that we ask God for certain things when we pray, the prayers are coming from our heart and our soul and the essence of who we are, our higher self, whatever you want to call it. And as you say that prayer, just simply say what's in your heart. And, you know, if you do have a family member with an addiction, maybe you could say, "Dearest God and angels, I come to you with a request, and I ask you to help my brother or my sister," and then say their name. And that, you know, like my sister Barbara, let's say, "Please send a team of angels to her to help her overcome her difficulties at this time." Mm-hmm. And that she might be free of addictions or worries or fears or whatever you would like her to be free from, or him to be free from. And I ask you, I ask this in, you know, Jesus' name, or I ask this in, you know, with also with the help of Archangel Michael to give her strength. You see, I'm kind of like thinking, what do I want to have happen for this loved one? And I'm thinking, wow, Michael would be great to help her fight that through, or Raphael would be great to help the addiction or something. So that's how I've learned to say my prayers. I don't say pat little prayers. I just say what's in my heart and my soul at that time, and my mind. Yeah.
But
Say that again.
This is Diane. I was going to say, would you also include if it's in their highest interest?
Yes, absolutely. If it's in their highest and greatest good, and I ask that this happen for them, that this healing goodness happen for them in the right time and in the right way, if it's in their highest and greatest good.
Mm-hmm.
Or I send my love, or, yeah. See, it's like a work of art. It's like a creation, I feel, when you pray. Because there are so many options, so many things that can, good things and ways to say things. Don't get hard on yourself if maybe you thought, "Oh, darn it, I forgot to ask for such and such." Or, that's okay. You just say, "Oh, and dearest God, regarding that prayer I said for my sister Susie, you know, please, I ask that she also find happiness and joy in her life," or something like that, you know. They are so loving, patient, kind, supportive, not to worry. Just give your best prayer you know to give at that time, and just know there are billions of other times to pray for your loved ones. And by the way, write it down. Sometimes I'll find something in my piles of writings with my angels, and I'll go, "Oh, that was such a great prayer," and I'll put it next to my computer or next to the telephone, and while I'm sitting at my desk, I will say the prayer several times during the day. Yeah,
oh, that's
thank
a good
you.
Idea.
Mm-hmm, yeah. All right. Did I miss a question someone had there? Someone said, that's a great idea, and it is. You know, that's helped me tremendously in all the years, I must say. And just visual reminders. Put things on your refrigerator, maybe a prayer, or something you found in a book that you really loved. Just type it up put it on your fridge and read it every time you open the refrigerator door. Okay. All right. Yes.
This is Maria.
Uh-huh.
First of all, my little giggle was because right when you said that, I just got done drawing something on a little blackboard in my room that I remembered while you were talking. The thing I was going to ask is, everything that comes to us from our angels is always positive, right? So I was sitting in my living room, and this is another experience that I had that kind of blocked me a little bit. But I have MS, so I have to be really careful about how I expend my energy. And I was in the middle of a big move and a huge transition. And I was sitting in my chair, thinking of all the things I had to do. And I joke with myself, and I was thinking to myself, well, I'm going to just be lazy and sit here on the chair until I figure out what I'm going to do. You know, instead of walking around a circle until I'm exhausted. And I heard a man's voice in my ear yell, lazy.
Ah, yeah.
And it sounded like a grandfather or a dad. And I got so angry, I stood up and I'm just, because I'm not lazy.
Right.
But I joked and said that, and I started thinking, well, great, now my angels think I'm lazy.
No, that's not an angel. Angels never are negative or call us names. You know, you guys, just remember this. Always, always, always. Now, there are some earthbound spirits that hang around that are, you know, they're just here, and they never got fully over. I did a reading for someone recently, and we helped her mother go over fully to be back home, but there are some souls that once they transition, they lose their way back home, and so they're just hanging around. And you can say a prayer. There's something that's called a soul rescue. I have written, Barbara and I wrote 4 books together, and one of our great, I love this book, it's called The Angels Speak, there are several. I'll tell you all 4 of them, but the one that is great was called Heaven and Beyond. And we talk about how souls do get stuck in spirit and how you can rescue them and help them go home and stuff. And that was nothing more than a spirit that was that just was giving you a hard time. And
okay,
like you say,
good.
It sounded like a grandfather or something. And what I do is I go to the metaphysical bookshop and I get a bundle of white sage that's been all tied up, and I come home, and about once a month I'll light the sage and smudge my house and my office and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they're dangerous. They're just bored and will do stuff. You know, just be silly. So,
well, here's your giggle for the day. I just asked you that, and I really appreciate your answer. I have helped many spirits cross over. It just didn't occur to me that I had one. Well, you know what? I don't know if this makes a difference, and I only just discovered this in my life, but I've always had lots of spirit around me, and I can feel it, and I discovered recently that I was born with a towel.
A what?
So I've been
a towel?
A lot of, yes.
You were born with a what? A C-O-W-L?
No, C-A-U-L. Like when babies are born with in their amniotic sac.
Yeah.
Like they say, like, born with a veil.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know. That's an old wives' tale, isn't it? Don't you think?
Oh, I don't think it's an old wives' tale, Trudy.
Hmm.
I think that I've known ever since I was a little kid that I'm here to do something special, and I know that it's something for God.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is.
I'm feeling
my way through as I go.
You're talking about... Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about now. I thought you were talking about something else. Okay. Yeah. We're all here with a purpose, a path, and a mission. And how we choose to go forward with that, we are being guided and led, but we're also being shown the way. So, yes, that is true, for sure. Okay. Well, listen, ladies, we're running a little late tonight, but please do your writings, and next week we will come again with more questions for next week, and tell me about your experiences, and we will just keep building this enormous bridge of loving goodness with God and our angelic team. So all is well. You guys have really done a great job.
Oh God, one other thing.
Tomorrow at 5:00 Eastern time, which is my time here in Florida, and let's see, I don't know what time's in California or whatever, but I'm going to be on Hay House Radio with a Radley Valentine. And so, so I'm really excited about that. And so if you can find Hay House Radio, actually, if you got my newsletter for January and February, there is an Angel Speak Events segment at the top of my newsletter, and there's a link that goes to Hay House Radio, or you could Google it. But and if you'd like to listen or know somebody that might like to listen, that would be great.
What time are you on there again?
5:00 my time, which would be 6:00 in the Midwest, I think. Well, I don't know. Where are you?
It'll be 6 Central, 7 Mountain, and 8 Pacific.
Oh, thank you. Who was that?
Maria.
So we're behind
Maria.
So if it's 5 p.m. Eastern, it's 3 p.m. Mountain.
They're behind.
We're behind Eastern.
They're behind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if it's 5:00 Eastern, it would be 2:00 Pacific time.
Yes.
And it would be 4:00
3:00 Mountain time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's tomorrow.
Oh,
yes, p.m. At 5:00 p.m., not a.m.
so that would be 2 p.m. California.
Yeah, 2 p.m. Pacific.
Okay. So I just wanted to tell you the good news about that. And today I was on an astrologer's program, which was really an interesting talk about angels and astrology and all kinds of things. So the angels have got helped me find a more expansive voice, and I'm just thrilled about it. So I wanted to give you guys the good news.
Well, that's awesome.
Great,
great
guys.
Thank you.
That's really good.
Yeah. So thanks, you guys. I will talk with you next week, sending you all kinds of love. And what a lovely, beautiful, exciting class this was. You guys are growing like crazy. So keep up the good stuff. Keep writing.
Thank you, Trudy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See you Wednesday. Okay. Good night. Bye-bye. Bye. Hello?